Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, applications for Grow with Aldi 2025 are now open. Grow with Aldi is a product accelerator and supplier development programme like no other. Aldi are on the hunt to find the best Irish producers to give them their chance to have their products stocked at 163 Aldi stores nationwide. One person who knows all about the programme is Kylie O'Donoghue. She's the co-founder of FemFuels, a female-specific supplement brand, and Kylie joins me now. Kylie, you're very welcome.
Thanks so much for having me, Mandy.
Kylie, tell us what exactly is FemFuels?
So FemFuels is essentially a female specific supplement brand, and essentially the whole aim of our brand is to fuel, inform and empower women on their health and fitness journey. So we have basically, you know, structured our products in such a way that they've been formulated specifically to meet the nutritional demands of the female body. So across lots of different products, everything is more specific for females.
And tell us, how did that come about? Like, how did you think of that?
Yeah, so I guess the other person involved in the business is actually my brother. So he's my business partner. He is extremely involved in sport and has a hurling background. He was always really well educated on nutrition, how to fuel himself correctly before, during and after exercise. And I guess as his sister, he was constantly trying to tell me what I should be doing, what I should be taking. But through the inability to find products out there specific for me that I felt I could resonate with, we spotted a gap in the market. And that was that there was no brand specifically talking to females. There was nothing, you know, that females felt that they could stand by, that they'd happily, you know, go home and take. And I guess there was a lot of taboo, you know, we're talking kind of 6-7 years ago around supplements, that it was a really male dominated space. It was for bodybuilders. I was afraid that I'd look more like William if I started taking the supplements that he was taking. But that was kind of the taboo that was around the supplement industry. And it was through kind of that whole lack of knowledge and understanding how we can fuel ourselves efficiently before, during and after exercise. And that's kind of where the idea really sparked from.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea. And so many more of us are, I suppose, involved and treat health and fitness very seriously now in a way that maybe they haven't in the past.
Yeah.
But I'm interested in that gender specific side of the business. Like, how do you go about actually developing a product specifically for women?
Yeah, and I guess that, you know, many different people that we talked to were kind of saying, are you sure you just want to do women? You know, you're kind of splitting your target market in half.
Yeah.
But I guess that was where our passion was. It was the fact that there was nothing out there for females. So working with nutritionists, dietitians, research and development team, because it was all well and good for us to obviously have our ideas, but we needed to make sure that we could make this work. So with something like our protein blend, it was adding a digestive enzyme, because the biggest issue women were having was that they felt really bloated after they consumed protein. Getting in a higher protein content that's extremely high quality so that it's absorbed properly by the body, and then adding vitamins and minerals like folic acid, calcium, vitamin D, all while keeping sugar content low, calories kind of in that friendly area where, you know, people feel like actually this is a supplement. I'm not getting enough protein in my diet, and this has everything that I was lacking or that I felt was a problem with protein blends that were on the market. Mm. So it was very much working closely with all those different kind of connections, blending it all together and then getting the specs ready for launch so that it was female specific and so that everything, you know, helped the overall health and wellness of our female customers.
And then when you have the product and you've developed it in the way that you want, what about the regulatory process? Is that a difficult thing to navigate?
Yeah, and it is. Like, it's a long process in terms of, when we started, this was an idea. I was still in college. William was only 1 year graduated. I was in third year. So you kind of have this idea. You're working on these specs. You're testing products. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, we need packaging. Is this actually becoming a business? Are we online? Are we in retail? And it took us 2 years to really get through that process. So you're leaning on, you know, your manufacturer. You're leaning on more specialists in that area to help you and guide you as best as possible to have your product ready, be it to be on shelf in, you know, retailers, for it to be online, and to make sure that you're, you know, regulated and that you're in line with everything that you should be doing.
Right, so you have your product, you've got your target audience, you've got a unique selling point, and you've got your regulatory agreement and all your packaging. What happened next for you? Was it difficult to get that brand up and running, and how did you go about it?
Yeah, it's actually interesting because we launched in October 2020, so right in the middle of lockdown.
Oh, lovely.
And I guess originally our plan was actually to go into retail stores, but with kind of lockdown, it posed challenges, but I guess it was probably the best thing for us. People, you know, weren't able to get out of their houses. They were able to maybe run 5 kilometres, and they were exercising at home, and that was their outlet. So it really gave us, I guess, a platform to launch online, build an online platform, be it through Instagram, and really make a connection with our community. And a lot of our customers are actually females that maybe never exercised before or never took supplements before. We don't necessarily feel like, oh, we've taken customers off X brand. It's actually that we've built a community from scratch through lockdown. So launching in October 2020, we were thinking, do we do it? Don't we do it? But when you've everything ready to go, there's never going to be a perfect moment. And I guess it's just relying and backing yourself that what you've done in the last 2 to 3 years is going to pay off. And then obviously just riding that wave as it comes.
Yeah, timing is everything, really.
Exactly,
but it
yeah.
afforded you the opportunity to do an effect, a kind of soft launch, really, online.
100%.
But then you began working with Aldi, and we mentioned that programme. How do you think that has changed things for you and the scalability of that and the product? Like, if you didn't have that programme, how do you think where you'd be at now, or how things would have went for you? Do you think it would have been, you know, more challenging to move from offline into individual retailers?
Yeah, and I guess Aldi has been, you know, in terms of our retailers, they have 163 stores. Like, they really believed in our vision. We went up, it was actually around this time last year, because I know the deadline for applying actually closes the 31st of January. So, you know, we were going up doing, you do a 3 minute pitch, you pitch your products, you pitch a price point. And in the moment, I think the pitch is maybe 3 or 4 minutes, but really, I think we didn't realise at the time how important it would be and how, you know, amazing the relationship was going to become. And I guess we entered the programme in 2023. We won the programme, and we've been working with Aldi over the last 2 years. And like you said, the scalability, the access to 163 stores, it allows us to be within communities, rural communities, and be more accessible than ever to our customers. So yes, you could say, you know, retail is such a big part of the business, but at the same time, sometimes people want a product and they want it now, and they don't want to have to wait.
Yeah.
So I think Aldi, you know, like I said, believing in our vision, understanding our innovation piece, bringing them limited edition products, it really helped us. And the mentorship you get, be it from Aldi, from Board Bia, they really bring you along that journey. And scalability really is something that I think we didn't realise the volume that it could bring to the business, and how it has kind of accelerated that scalability and growth.
And that's the key word there, accelerator. Yeah. So what advice would you give to anyone who's listening to this now, who might have a product, be it online or a small product that's in some retailers, what advice would you give them about this programme?
I definitely think go for it. Like I said, it's a 3 or 4 minute pitch. You know, you go in, you're selling your passion project. You know, if you believe in it, just go and do it, because you really have no idea what lies ahead. And I think that's the main thing with Aldi. We didn't realise how incredible that this journey, you know, when we look back, it's very easy to see how amazing it has been. But I guess if you have a product, apply, go do the pitch. You know, they pick 25 suppliers, I think, in the end, that then roll out. You're in 163 stores. It's incredible for brand awareness and for access to retailers. So if you have a product, I couldn't recommend it more. I know there's a growwithaldi.ie website that you can go onto, apply there, and it could be the start of something very special.
Well, Kylie, you're a great ambassador for both Femme Fuels and the Aldi for Growth programme, and I wish you all the best with your future endeavours. That was Kylie O'Donoghue, and she is with Femme Fuels.
Thank you so much, Wendy.
So just a reminder that the web address for that is www.growthaldi.ie.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.